Firstly, can you tell us a little bit about what this spike in DV cases looks like? What kind of impact it might be having on organisations like yours?
Absolutely. What we're finding is that services across New South Wales that have been surveyed have actually found not only an increase in the numbers of cases, the numbers of clients that are coming forward for support, but also an increase in the severity of cases and the complexity of matters. So over 70% have said there's an increase in complexity, and over 45% have said there's an increase in an escalation and more serious matters coming through police and through hospitalisation.
In terms of complexity, is this because we're seeing women unable to leave situations, family unable to leave situations in these kind of places where they normally would at least be able to walk out? Is it the rise in frustrations? Do we kind of understand the motive, such as it were?
Absolutely. What we're finding is that the stresses as related to the COVID crisis, such as financial stress, the stress of having children at home, all of the stresses are related to job losses, all of those stresses that everybody are experiencing, when you add that to a household that is has already got abuse going on within it, it's like a pressure cooker environment. And what we already know about domestic violence and abuse is that it's characterised by coercive control, which means that the abuser is already using tactics to isolate their victims and is already using tactics to survey, to monitor, watch their every move. So now that everyone's being told to stay home as part of the response to COVID-19, what that means is that that really people are being locked into a situation where they're under constant surveillance and they really have no way of reaching out for support.
And in terms of social distancing and the like, is that impacting your ability, organisations like yourselves, your ability to actually respond to some of the cries for help?
Absolutely. We've had to change the whole way in which we're working. So we're trying to provide services over the phone and online. We're having to move services to working from home, and we haven't actually received an injection of funding from the government to do that. So what we've been asking for from the government is just a package, a few thousand dollars per worker to assist us to provide them with laptops and phones and data and things like that so that they can work from home safely and they can have a confidential way of doing that, because we have to find ways of getting to people and supporting them. One other thing that we've been asking for is the government to ensure that they've got enough funding for the Safe Phones program, because what we know is that many victims of domestic violence will have their phone tracked and monitored by their abuser, and so it's not safe for them to use those phones, or their phones might have been destroyed or damaged. So we really need to make sure that we're getting out a safe way for people to access the support, and we need to change the way that we're doing that and providing those supports.
In terms of the government response, some other people I've spoken to in similar positions to yourself in terms of different organisations that deal with these kinds of issues, it seems that this COVID-19 pandemic is simply exacerbating problems we already saw in terms of the response the government might have to some of these situations or otherwise. Would that be fair to say?
Absolutely. And we were already experiencing really high demand, and we hadn't really received an increase in funding for quite a long time in our field. So, for example, in our services across New South Wales, we support supported 51,000 women across New South Wales in our services last year, and that was an increase of 12% on the year before. In fact, we've received an increase in service demand of over 140% over the last 6 years. So we're seeing an increase in demand over time as people are feeling more confident in the service system, being able to reach out for support and to call the police when they're feeling unsafe. But we're not seeing an increase in funding for services to match that demand. So you add on the extra layer of COVID-19 and all the extra pressures and escalating violence as a result of that. And, you know, we really, really do need, you know, it's an under pressure support system already. We need additional resources on top of that.
And if somebody is concerned or they themselves are experiencing, you know, domestic violence, family or domestic violence, what advice can you give them? Where should they be seeking this kind of help?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, there are a number of places that they can reach out for help. We would always say in an emergency to please call 000. The police are there and at the ready and they're prioritising this. So 000 is the first contact, and you will be contacted by a support service within 48 hours after a police incident to offer you support. But also you can contact 1-800-RESPECT nationally, and in New South Wales you can also contact the DV line. And so that's 1-800-656-463. And there's support for men too. Men who need support as victims can call the men's line, and men who are concerned about their behaviour and the impact of their behaviour on the people they love can also call the men's referral service. And that's a 24/7 number if you live in New South Wales and Victoria and other jurisdictions as well. So there is support out there, and it's a really important message to get out there that everybody deserves, you know, at a time when we're telling everybody that you must stay home, it's a really important message that we are as a community sending out, that everybody deserves to be safe in their home. And if you're not feeling safe, please reach out. There are services there to support you. And we'll continue to advocate to ensure that those services can support you on an ongoing basis as well. But yeah, and look, this is going to require an ongoing partnership with government to ensure that we get the resources on the ground to where they're needed most.
Well, Hayley, greatly appreciate your time. We obviously want to see this situation resolved for lots and lots of reasons, but this is certainly an important one. Really do appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks so much for having us on. Thanks.